who lacks the ability to survive his own appallingly ill-conceived ideas. Of necessity, this honor is awarded posthumously, except in rare instances where a nominee eliminates only his ability to reproduce. These stories are not mere tragic accidents. They are astonishing misapplications of judgment of such magnitude that the observer can only shake his head ruefully at the poetic justice dished out by fate to a deserving recipient. The rules. Now that the concept of the Darwin Awards has been explained, a discussion of the rules will not only elucidate their genesis, but also illuminate some of the more obscure questions that arise when evaluating nominees. There are five basic rules: reproduction, excellence, self-selection, maturity, veracity. Reproduction. The candidate is no longer able to contribute to the gene pool. The traditional method of satisfying this requirement is to cause one's own death. However, the occasional rebel opts for sterilization, which allows him more time to enjoy the dubious notoriety of winning this award. The existence of offspring, though potentially deleterious to the gene pool, does not disqualify a nominee. Children inherit only half of each parent's genetic material, and thus have their own chance to survive